American Colonel Lessons Advanced. By Robert O'Neill, Edwin T. Cornelius, Jr., and Gay N. Washburn. Published by Longman Incorporated, New York. Listening Side A. Unit 1. A student has been attending classes given at the college to help prepare people who are going to be applying for jobs.
If you're nervous when you go in for a job interview, I think one good thing that you might do is try turning that around to use the nervous energy that you got to sell yourself. You know, you're the one that's on the line. So if you're thinking about yourself, talk about that, because that's what the purpose of the interview is.
Well, most times when I go into an office to apply for a job, I get so nervous anticipating what's going to happen that I practically forget everything I want to say and think about it when I leave, you know.
Yeah. Have you ever tried practicing, like with friends?
All the time.
A mock interview?
All the time, and it comes out just perfect in the practice session. You know, so then I get in the office, and there I am. I freeze up, you know, inwardly.
Sometimes it helps to, think a lot about what kind of a place it is that you're going to be going into and what kind of people you're going to encounter there. That might help to loosen it up a little bit. You know, for you. Also, if you try a tape recorder and listen to yourself talking about yourself, that really helps. Do it cold. Do it right off the top.
Most times I go in feeling that I'm going to have a relaxed attitude about it and just let it come off the top. Sometimes I wonder if you can be too casual. Should you, discuss things outside of the relevancy of the job and...
I think that, some degree of being casual is good, as long as you're relevant. That, of course, is the central issue. You know, are they going to give you the job? So if you do bring in outside things, like your hobbies or interests, relate those to the job. Sell yourself.
The thing is, what happens if you anticipate all the wrong questions and you're sitting there all primed and ready to go with a whole...
Well, you know, there are some other things, like brief yourself on what your strong points are and what your history is and how it's relevant to what you're looking for in this job.
Well, this would be, it'd be my first time applying for a paid job, and that's another thing I worry about, whether or not I have enough experience. I feel like I'm qualified for the job because I know the skills, but I've never been paid to do them, and I don't know if I'm qualified enough for what they're looking for.
Well, I think employers are often eager, to look for young men that are positive about themselves and have a strong attitude about their own success. So I think that is in your favor at least as much as some years of experience.